Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of an Easter and Ascension sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Easter and Ascension sermons.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. For the last 10 minutes of this hour, we'll be talking with Dr. Jennifer Robach-Morse. It was inevitable, wasn't it? With gay marriage must inevitably come at some point, the prospect, the legal prospect of gay divorce. The problem is that those who have married legally in homosexual unions or marriages, whatever the case may be, might find themselves perhaps unable to break the bond. And why? Joining us to talk about the debate over gay divorce in Texas, Dr. Jennifer Robach-Morse. She's a regular guest, founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the book Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Okay, there's a couple, a gay or lesbian couple. They have married in one state where it is legal. Maybe they even stay in that state or they go elsewhere, hoping to have their marriage at some point recognized legally wherever they live. Does a couple that marries gay in America today necessarily have recourse in the courts if they at some point in the future should wish to dissolve the marriage and divorce?
Well, it depends on what you mean, recourse to the courts. I mean, if you want a divorce, you can only have a divorce in a state where you're legally married. If you have a property settlement issue or a property dissolution issue or a child custody issue, you can solve that any state of the union, whether you're married or not married. You know, if you've got some kind of a binding decree that makes some kind of settlement about custody or what have you, you know, the standard rules would apply to that. So the cases that you're talking about here in Texas really don't have anything to do with that. They're trying to slide in under some different legal rules and trying to basically establish same-sex marriage in Texas through the back door.
Well, let's talk about Angelique Naylor and the circuitous route here that is being taken toward that end. What's the story?
Well, there are two stories in Texas. The first story is a story of two men in Texas who had a same-sex marriage in Massachusetts, and they wanted to have a divorce, even though they now live in Texas. And so they got a judge in Austin to say, "Okay, we give you a divorce." And by the way, the state's ban on same-sex marriage is in fact unconstitutional. Now, how you figure that something in the Constitution is itself unconstitutional is a good question. But anyway, they got a judge in Austin to say, "Oh, we're going to give you a divorce, even though we don't recognize your marriage." And in the process, he made this statement that that the gender requirement in Texas is unconstitutional. So that's how this whole thing started. And that particular case, Todd, that case, there was no property settlement. There was no dispute. It was an uncontested dissolution of this partnership. There were no children involved. There was absolutely no legal issue at stake between these two people. There was no practical issue that they needed the court to untangle for them. It was a setup case, plain and simple. And so now, in the light of that case, two things have happened. Number one, the Attorney General of the state of Texas is challenging that case, as he properly should. He is defending the law of Texas, duly enacted by the voters of Texas by a 3-1 margin. He is protecting and defending and sticking up for the law of the state of Texas as it actually is against that activist judge. And the second thing that's developed is that a lesbian couple who now lives in Texas, who also had a same-sex union in Massachusetts, they are trying to get divorced, quote unquote, in Texas, under the same legal doctrine that this original judge in Austin put through. So those are the things that are going on. Now, in that case of the lesbian couple, they actually do have some contested issues between them, including the custody of a child. But those issues can and should be taken care of through the family court in some way other than dissolving a non-existent union.
Okay, so it sounds like, at least on the face of it, the real problem here in Texas is an very thinly veiled attempt, literally kind of through the back door, to get same-sex marriage recognized legally. If only by its dissolution.
Well, that seems to be what is happening here. I mean, it says here in the story that you sent me. This was on Yahoo News here. The judge ruled that the same-sex marriage ban violates the equal rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. So they got basically some judge, and I'm not sure who this judge is in Austin. They got him to say that there's a federal issue here because this violates the U.S. Constitution. So again, they're trying to create a federal, it sounds like, they're trying to create a federal constitutional case out of two men with no dispute between them in the state of Texas. That seems like what they're trying to do. And so if that's indeed a federal case, it would, of course, if the federal constitution requires same-sex marriage, then that means everybody has same-sex marriage, regardless of the voters of any particular state. So that seems to me that is happening here.
Does any of this surprise you?
Well, you know, the blatantness of it surprises me. The brazenness of it surprises me. For the gay lobby to go to a place like Texas, where the voters have made themselves abundantly clear, the reddest of red states, to go there and to basically put a stick in the eye of the voters and people of Texas, it's pretty brazen for them to try to do that. I mean, it's one thing to try to get the courts to establish same-sex marriage in California. Even there, as you know, the voters don't care for it. But to go to Texas and try to do a thing like this, where they had a constitutional ban enacted by a 3-to-1 margin, this is pretty blatant. And I think that the people who listen to this program in Texas should get on the phone or get on the email and contact the Attorney General Abbott and praise him for doing what he's doing. Support him for doing what he's doing, because you know he's going to take heat from the liberal media and from the gay lobby. And so people should stick up for him. And people should be forwarding the tape of this interview to all your friends in Texas, everybody who listens to Issues Etc. online. Send this to all your friends in Texas and have them contact the Attorney General to tell him that he's doing the right thing to stick up for natural marriage.
Well, since you raised the issue of California just a moment ago, give us an update on the federal legal challenge to Prop 8 in California.
You know, I honestly don't know. I don't have any new news about that. The last that I heard is that Judge Walker was going into his chambers to meditate on what he's going to say when he finally writes his opinion. But people should be aware that this case that we're talking about, it's often depicted as if it's a challenge to Proposition 8. And so it is. But it's a federal challenge. And so if Perry versus Schwarzenegger comes out in favor of same-sex marriage, it will mean same-sex marriage for the whole country, because it's a federal case. And if there's a finding that in the federal constitution there's a right to same-sex marriage, that will be binding for everybody. So it really has the potential to be the Roe v. Wade of same-sex marriage, as does this little case in Texas if it gets out of hand, you know. So people really need to hope and pray and support the Attorney General of the state of Texas, Mr. Abbott, and support him in defending the law of Texas, because if this gets out of hand, we could end up with same-sex marriage everywhere in the country.
Then with only 30 seconds, it seems what's lost here inevitably in each and every one of these cases is the expressed will of the electorate on these issues. 30 seconds.
Well, not only are we losing the will of the electorate, we're also losing a sense of what natural marriage actually is. We're replacing natural marriage, which is a child-centered institution that is centered around adult children's needs of attaching mothers and fathers to children and to each other. We're replacing that sense of what marriage is with something that is solely focused on adult needs and happiness and feelings, with no particular reference at all to how children are going to be assigned to parents. And if we lose the biological basis of parenthood, the only substitute for biology as the rule for how we determine parentage is that the state will be determining parentage. And that's the real danger and the real threat of same-sex marriage, is that same-sex marriage will redefine the way we assign parenthood. And people need to pay attention to that fact.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities. She's author of the books Smart Sex and Love and Economics. You'll find a link to her blog and website under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.
In the second hour of the program, straight ahead, Pastor Will Wheaton will join us. We'll spend the entire hour with him studying the hymn, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. The Issues Etc. book of the month for April is called Concordia Popular Commentary, Revelation. It is a commentary easily accessible to you, to everyone, on this very difficult-to-understand final book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, written by one of the top scholars in Revelation scholarship, Dr. Lewis Brighton, a regular guest here on Issues Etc. Find out more about this popular commentary on Revelation by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or visit our website, issuesetc.org. You will find the popular commentary on Revelation right there at our homepage, issuesetc.org. When we come back, the hymn, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, as we approach a Sunday where much of the church is remembering the Good Shepherd, Good Shepherd Sunday. Pastor Will Wheaton, pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois, will be our guest. We'll go through this hymn stanza by stanza, studying it all along the way, then hear the entire thing. Pastor Will Wheaton up next for the entire second hour of Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, April the 20th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.